Hello, everyone. My name is Reeves, and welcome to another edition of In the Know.
Good evening, everyone.
In the Know.
Tony Reeves,
fire.
Following the news in any way, shape, or form. No shortage of things to talk about.
It's important that you take the opportunity to capture stories of loved ones who have experiences that you've never experienced so that you can get that information and have it stored. Why do you need to capture those stories? Because when your loved one is gone, those stories go with them. Uncle Gary came into this world 1 year after Brown v. Board of Education. As such, the world was moving from segregation to integration. And he was in those transformative and also tumultuous times of American history. Now imagine a world as a black person where each day when you go to school, you are literally being called the N-word. You get called it so much that you get to the point where you would just tune it out. Now imagine further being a football athlete, being recruited to and attending a predominantly white institution as a black athlete, and the school actively trying to ensure that you are not subjected to racism so they can recruit more black athletes. That's the world that my Uncle Gary experienced. And I found out about this for the first time in January 2021 of this year. I wanted him to share his stories with me of dealing with racism. And I knew that sharing his stories of dealing with racism was eye-opening and would be eye-opening, and definitely regarding his fraternity life in college. And I wasn't surprised, all of it was profound. Even though I did most of the talking, I was still excited because I was now getting information that I did not have before. It wasn't that I never talked to my Uncle Gary, I did. It was just I never felt a stronger connection because I never sat down and took the time to capture his history. And man, I was hungry for more. On July 19, 2021, he died. COVID took him. He was laid to rest with military honors in Dallas, Texas. As I think about him, I can't help but think about all the stories that I never got a chance to hear. I never got a chance to find out what it was truly like to go from a segregated school to an integrated school. I never got a chance to ask him about dealing with racism as an Army officer. I never got a chance to ask about seeing his siblings deal with racism and him experiencing a different world from his siblings. I missed all those stories. So when you're focusing all of your attention on trying to get to know the knowledge and history of others, take a second to engage the people in your circle who can share with you stories about their world. Their stories are powerful, but often are not written down. So when they are gone from this world, their stories go with them. Don't let the world miss out on the great lessons and powerful experiences from people you have direct access to, but you haven't taken the time to access them.
Good evening, everyone. In the Know.
Tony Reeves,
fire. Following the news in any way, shape, or form. No shortage of things to talk about.
What degree? What will it bring?
This is a reality we simply have to accept.